AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a threat to our country, says a federal prosecutor in New York. Three men have been plotting to help the Islamic State group, say authorities. All of them under arrest now, two in New York, one in Florida. One of them allegedly posted online comments about shooting President Obama. New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton.
This is real. This is the concern about the lone wolf inspired to act without ever going to the Middle East, or the concern of once they get to the Middle East, acquire fighting skills, capabilities, and then attempting to return to the country.
The three men are being held without bail. The FCC is moving toward a ban on slowing down or blocking web traffic. Our Shirley Smith is in Washington with more on today's vote.
The Federal Communications Commission is expected to approve a plan that puts the internet in the same regulatory camp as the telephone. It would require that providers act in the public's interest when they provide broadband connections. Net neutrality, as it's called, would have websites and videos loading at about the same speed. It means that people wouldn't be more inclined to watch a particular show on Amazon Prime instead of on Netflix just because Amazon struck a deal with a service provider to load the data faster. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Residents of northern Arizona couldn't use the internet or cell phones or landlines for several hours yesterday. A fiber optic cable had been completely cut through in North Phoenix. Police call it vandalism and they're investigating. Mother Nature's whacking the South again now. Snow, sleet, freezing rain in the forecast from North Texas through the Gulf Coast states and into the Carolinas and Virginia. Northern Alabama's already seen more than 10 inches of heavy, wet snow causing tree damage and power failures. This is AP Radio News. Despite a threat from Congress, Washington, D.C. is legalizing the possession of marijuana. Aria Donahue is there.
Pot can be used in the home in D.C., and it can be grown at home.
It does not allow for the sale of marijuana, the use or consumption of marijuana in public spaces, and the use of marijuana by juveniles.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser was told by House Oversight Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz the marijuana initiative clearly violates federal law.
Bullying the District of Columbia is not what his constituents expect, nor do ours.
Chaffetz says the penalties are severe, and he is serious about this. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Gas prices still going up now. Gas is $2.34 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. Up a penny from yesterday, but up 31 cents since this time last month. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.